Swapping Scales for Suave, Chapter 4, Part 2.
And that pretty much gets us here,
Spike concluded, glancing to his left where Rarity sat next to him.
Isn't that right?
Indeed it does, darling,
Rarity agreed.
Vaguely prophetic, slightly irritating, and altogether unhelpful. Whoever sold this to our resident curse dealer definitely knew what those rings did,
Twilight murmured.
Well, that makes sense, but why?
Spike remarked, and Twilight shrugged.
That, unfortunately, is anyone's guess.
Well, can't you find out who they were? You have the princess's ear after all,
Rarity pressed, and Twilight shook her head.
I can't do that. The princess could only intervene if it was a criminal case or if it was wartime. Does the war against my masculinity count?
Spike deadpanned, pushing his ruined mane out of his face.
I'm afraid not,
Twilight replied with a slight chuckle.
Damn,
Spike cursed.
There must be something you can do, Shirley,
Rarity pleaded.
There isn't, and don't call me Shirley,
Twilight retorted, giggling at her own joke. Spike groaned and ran a hoof down his face.
You really have to stop making references to things that you saw in the human worlds. No one here gets them.
Oh, right.
Twilight cleared her throat.
Regardless, there isn't really anything that the princesses or I could do in this situation.
Maybe we could hire a private investigator?
Rarity asked.
Going from what the antique dealer said, it's unlikely that they would have anything to go on,
Twilight reasoned.
I mean, other than them showing a pair of rings at some point in the last 40 years.
Which could be several thousand ponies at the minimum,
Rarity murmured, running a clawed hand down her face.
The previous owners might not even be a pony. Both griffins and minotaurs utilized rings in their marriage proposals,
Twilight explained, only to blink.
Oh, and congratulations, by the way. Sorry, I didn't mention that sooner. It's fine,
Spike declared, waving a hoof dismissively.
We got rather caught up in this whole curse thing to really focus on that part.
So what do we do then?
Rarity asked in a slightly desperate tone.
No offense to you, my dear, but I can't live so unfashionably.
Well, speak for yourself. At least my look is low maintenance,
Spike muttered, pushing the mane out of his face again.
I don't even know how to style your hair,
Rarity winced, and gently moved a strip of hair from Spike's face.
Really, darling, you simply must treat my, or should I say, your hair better.
Ugh, this is the worst,
Spike muttered as Rarity began to fix his mane for him.
Well, if you want my opinion, I would suggest just going about your daily lives as you would otherwise. All the research I've done into your curses say that living normally usually gets rid of them in time,
Twilight exclaimed.
Like normal normal?
Spike muttered, waving a hand over his body.
Because I don't want to get married to Rarity in her body.
The feeling is mutual, darling,
Rarity added. Twilight hummed thoughtfully as she rubbed her chin.
Perhaps that is what the curse wants you to do. Maybe it wants you to get married like this. Why do you say that?
Questioned Spike.
I keep going back to what he said to you guys. It sounds like the rings want you to know just how much the other cares, and getting married seems like the ultimate symbol of that,
Twilight reasoned.
I suppose that makes sense,
Spike muttered, only to yelp in pain.
Hey, watch the claws!
Sorry, darling,
murmured Rarity.
I'm still getting used to these things.
If you want to mangle your mane with my claws, that's fine by me, but I think you should keep your scalp in one piece,
Spike said with a snort. Rarity rolled her eyes.
You'll be fine. No, stop slashing so much. You're gonna give me a hunch.
That's not...
Spike sighed and straightened his back.
There, you happy now?
Quite,
Rarity replied.
So,
Twilight began somewhat awkwardly.
Are you guys still going to get married then?
Of course,
Rarity stated before Spike even had a chance to open his mouth.
I may be in the body of the person who I'm marrying, but if that's how to get rid of the curse, then so be it.
Spike winced.
Well, that's good to hear. You were so angry that I thought for sure that you would call things off.
Rarity sighed.
It may not be perfect, but what is this if not another adventure? Hmm?
That's an excellent way of putting it,
Twilight declared.
Do you need any help?
Oh yes, I'm going to require several additional hooves if we're going to do this soon,
Rarity remarked idly as she continued to do Spike's mane.
Perhaps if we work quickly, then we can get all of this planned before summer.
That's awesome! Summer's only a few weeks away,
Spike declared, grinning excitedly.
No, darling, next summer,
Rarity explained.
My dream venue needs to be booked over a year in advance, and organizing everything else will take several months.
Huh? A year? Rarity, I am not paying you for a whole year,
Spike screeched.
Tut tut, darling, there's no need for such hysterics. A year is the absolute quickest way that we can remedy our current predicament,
Rarity stated.
Actually, I might be able to help with that,
Twilight interjected.
Where exactly were you thinking?
Why, the Bellman, of course,
Rarity answered.
Sure, it may cost several thousand bits for a single night's stay, but it is simply the most perfect destination in the world.
Spike's jaw hung open.
The Bellman's? But isn't that like halfway across the world?
It is in the heart of old Equestria, and built on foundations older than Canalot itself.
Rarity explained in a wistful tone.
It has everything. Stunning views of both the mountains, a beach, as well as a 5-star restaurant.
Twilight winced.
I don't suppose that they have any rooms that cost a little less?
Well, why go all the way in the old country just to stay in a room that you could find right here in Ponyville?
Rarity replied.
It's really expensive, and you know what? This is just a discussion for another time.
Spike remarked.
Let's shelve that topic and discuss what else needs to be done.
It's all rather simple. We just need to go through 20 more easy steps and we'll be ready for the big day.
Rarity explained.
That's a lot of steps.
Twilight murmured.
What else could you possibly need to do?
Rarity scoffed.
Planning a wedding isn't very hard. We just need to follow Lady Haywood's steps. Like, for example, step one, setting a budget.
That sounds easy enough.
Murmured Spike.
How much were you thinking?
Oh, just 30, maybe 40,000 bits.
Rarity flippantly replied as she pecked at her claws.
Huh?
Twilight muttered, mouth agape.
Rarity, that's our entire savings account!
Spike yelled, throwing up his hooves.
Yes, but it'll be all worth it, darling. After all, we need to pay everyone a fair wage.
Rarity stated.
We can worry about those kinds of details later.
Spike muttered half to himself and half to Rarity.
What else do we need to do?
Simple. Next, we must get inspired.
Rarity exclaimed in a dramatic fashion.
We must dig deep and think of what emotions we wish to evoke with our wedding. Then, we will be ready to come up with a theme. After that, it'll be a simple matter to figure out the finer details of doing just that.
That sounds like a lot of work.
It will be all worth it, darling. After all, you only marry your soulmate once.
Rarity stated, and Spike sniffed.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Rarity grinned and wiped a stray hair from Spike's face.
It is worth it for you, darling.
Twilight coughed, lifting a scroll that she had teleported to her hooves.
So, what else do you need to do? I've got everything you mentioned so far.
The wedding registry would need to be set up at a local shop, and after that it's a simple matter of booking vendors, finalizing the guest list, sending out the invitations, rehearsals, honeymoon as well as a bridal shower, and bachelor party planning.
Rarity stopped to take a breath.
And of course, shopping for the dress, suit, acquiring the marriage license, reception seating chart, confirming the other details, and of course, the big day itself.
That is... a lot.
Spike murmured. Twilight hastily scrawled down every item in the list, a frown crossing her face.
That sure is a good number of things to get done. Can't we just get Miramar to marry us at City Hall?
Spike asked, and Rarity gasped so hard that she nearly ran out of air.
And ruin the perfect day I've been dreaming of since I was a child? Absolutely not!
I hate to side with Rarity on this one, but the curse would likely note the difference between a real marriage and something rushed like that.
Twilight added.
Thank you, darling. I think.
Rarity murmured, and Spike sighed.
Fine, but there is absolutely no way that we are staying this way for an entire year. A few weeks is fine, maybe even a month, but anything more than that is absolutely out of the question.
But...
Rarity began, only for a hoof to press against her lips.
Rarity, I love you dearly, but I refuse to be you for that long.
Spike stated.
We have lives to get to, and neither of us can put those things on hold for 12 months or more.
Rarity frowned, but reluctantly nodded her head.
I suppose we'll have to convince someone to give up a spot on the waiting list, so we may still have it at the Belmond.
That's not what I... You know what? I don't care where we get married. I'll leave that part to you.
Spike said.
As you should, darling. I've been thinking about this for years.
Rarity exclaimed.
Would you like to come over tomorrow so we can figure things out?
Twilight offered, and Spike hummed thoughtfully.
I think we can handle the first part on our own. Seems like a good chunk of it is just doing some basic planning and junk.
That is a gross generalization, but is more or less correct.
Rarity admitted.
Alright, I'll come and check in on you on Monday then.
Twilight exclaimed, putting down her checklist.
Excellent. Let's go home, Rarity. Any longer without a little TLC, and I think your mane is going to end up ruined permanently.
Spike remarked.
You should make sure to cover that eye, by the way.
Twilight pointed out.
It looks like it's going to puff up and get pretty ugly.
Rarity hummed as she inspected Spike's eye closely.
Might. Don't worry, Dolly. I have more than enough makeup to cover all that.
Spike groaned.
Please keep it to a minimum. What you put on this morning was already quite a bit.
I beg to differ, though I understand why you might think so.
Rarity remarked.
Excellent. Sorry I couldn't be more help.
Twilight apologized.
It's no matter, darling.
Rarity exclaimed.
Yeah, you at least pointed us in the right direction.
Spike added.
Very true.
Rarity agreed.
I fear I would have been quite out of sorts had we not had a plan in mind at this point.
I'm glad to hear it. And don't forget that my offer to assist in planning is still open. The library is pretty quiet until summer, so I have plenty of time.
Twilight offered.
Thanks. Now come on, Rarity. Let's get home and hit the shower.
Spike said.
Wait, Twilight didn't enlighten us about our little relationship.
Rarity pointed out.
I'll tell you another time.
Twilight murmured, blushing furiously.
I think I need to have a talk with Trixie anyway.
Then we must absolutely go to the spa next week.
Rarity declared. Twilight's face turned redder still.
Maybe, but it depends how the conversation goes. Oh?
Spike prompted.
Otherwise, we may need to go to the bar instead.
Twilight murmured, and Rarity nodded sagely.
Oh, I know the feeling. Now come on, darling. We mustn't tarry any longer.
Right, just a second.
Spike replied, stepping up to Twilight and opening a forehoof.
Thanks again, Twilight. I'll see you soon. Try to stay sane.
Twilight offered, accepting a hug and squeezing the pony tightly.
I'll try, though something tells me not being able to eat any gems is going to get me.
Spike stated with a chuckle. Twilight pushed her friend back and flashed him a smile.
Very true. You two are going to have a lot to get used to.
Even still, that's nothing that we can't work on together.
Rarity remarked.
Very true.
Spike agreed. Hey, now that they got a plan, I'm sure things will go relatively smooth. Though there may be a couple of bumps in the way. Now let's get on to our charming donators. Top donators SakoCat598, Peter Coldhard, Jay Tinman, Darkside, Gauntlet, and only one thing. Zar630, Strix, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Drake Love Dragon, Pastel Skies, Austin Roland, CrazyKiller557, Stu Hex, Dospo, Madman Stan, Delta Omega, Jack Edge, RuneScythe9852, Leslie Prickett, Hunter Norman, Leslie Prickett, Hunter Norman, Zwaf, and many more amazing people. Thank you all very much for watching this video and live life to the fullest.